Most people are in agreement that an artist colony on the San Luis Obispo County coast is a favorite stop among both locals and tourists. But when it comes to how the town's name is pronounced, not everyone is on the same page. As part of our Local Lingo series, KCBX's Randall White digs into the history for some answers on whether it's Cambria or Cambria.
Our journey to learn the proper pronunciation for this small coastal village was really tainted from the start.
Cambria is 44 minutes from your location. Here are your directions.
So there it is.
Cambria.
That was Google, and apparently Apple agrees.
Getting directions to Cambria.
The mobile mapping world says Cambria, like Cambridge, or I came to Cambria on vacation.
Starting route to Cambria.
Okay, point taken. Time to hit the town's main street for a human perspective, where tourists we interviewed were in the same general camp.
Hi, I'm McKenna. I'm in downtown Cambria.
Alexander, I'm from Greece.
And where are you right now?
In Cambria.
Carrie, and I'm Cambria.
But poke your head into a home built in 1870, now restored, to welcome visitors, and you'll get a much different take.
This is Cambria. It always has been.
That's the perspective of
Consuelo Stewart Macedo,
who works for the local historical society. She says the town was originally called Santa Rosa, but the name was already taken by a town in Northern California, so the U.S. Postal Service said pick something else.
So Peter Aloysius Forrester, who had mapped the town, proposed the name Cambria, the name of the area where he came from, where his family came from, Cambria County, Pennsylvania.
Given the connection to that part of the country, we decided to check to make sure that is how it's said there.
Hello, Library Reference Desk.
Seemed like a good place to start.
My name is Chris Goach. I'm the head of the reference department for the Cambria County Library.
Our question was simple. Can you enunciate the proper way to say the Pennsylvania County's name, complete with a rhyming word for clarification? And her response?
C-A-M, Cam. Yes, you pronounce it. Rhyming with ham, yes.
Goach says just as the California town was named for the Pennsylvania county, much was the story of its naming.
Cambria is a traditional name for the country of Wales, and a lot of the first settlers here were Welsh miners.
One more call now to the Sedgwick Museum of Earth Sciences in Britain to help explain the Welsh connection.
Hello.
Hi, is Dr. Palmer in?
Oh, hi. Is that Randall?
Douglas Palmer is the public program coordinator for the museum, honoring the man responsible for naming the Cambrian period of geology, Adam Sedgwick, who, in the mid-1800s, while mapping rock layers in Wales,
decided to call the older rocks the Cambrian system of strata, named after the Roman Latin name for Wales, Cambria.
The confusion over how to pronounce Cambria, California, may have gained traction in the late 1920s, early 30s, when a development company run by a couple of brothers began sponsoring music shows like this one in Los Angeles and others in Fresno. We were unable to find an actual ad they ran during the shows, but a surviving family member confirms to us the spots and a large crew of salesmen were pitching homes in, as Consuelo Stewart Macedo explains,
Cambria pines by the sea with a long A.
Which is how mapping systems, tourists, and some locals still say
Cambria,
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 Cambria.
But those who know the history behind the naming of this coastal California town can tell you it's
Cambria,
Cambria,
Cambria.
And I'm Randall White in Cambria, KCBX News.
To see a nearly 90-year-old movie clip of a party in Cambria put on by the development company, and to share this story with friends of yours who may have pronunciation opinions of their own, head to our website, kcbx.org.